We take you now to Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where the fleet meet to eat. Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Duffy, you ought to see the joint tonight. Full of sailors. Sailors. The male branch of the waves. Yeah. Ah, they're really great guys, though, Duffy. Huh? You heard that sailors don't spend dough? No, Duffy, it's just that their pants are so tight they can't get their hands in their pockets. Huh? I don't know. I guess they just come off a battleship. Which reminds me, how's your wife? Huh? What? She lost weight. How much? She went down from 350 to 347? How'd she do it? Summer underwear, huh? Well, look, Duffy, just between you and me, what is it with her? Oh, the doctor says it's glandular, huh? To me, it looks globular. Oh, it's all in the thyroids. Well, the rest of her legs ain't no toothpicks, you know. Boy, what a fat dame. But I guess that's the curse of drink, Duffy. If you'd have been sober, you never have married her. And them dames are all headaches, though, you know. They're all covered with the same mold. Like my girl, Dolly Snapple. I know she's a tooth-timer, she's fickle to me, and yet I can't get her out of my mind. Everything I do reminds me of her, Duffy. I see her face in every pretzel. I hear her voice in the slow drip of the beer tap. But she'll come back to me when she gets tired of running around with them other jerks. Sure, I got a hunch she's on her last lap. Yep. Yeah, that's it, Duffy. Meantime, I think I'll just go and bury myself in me work, Duffy. Okay, I'll call you back.
Yeah.
Now, I want you to put them six empty barrels out in the back, Then I want you to stack them beer cases in the corner. Then bring up that big sack of potatoes from the cellar. Then I want you to carry that cigarette machine into the back room.
Hey, what's the big idea?
I'm trying to bury myself in my work.
Well, that's fine, but let's not make it a double funeral, shall we? Are you still pining over that Dolly Snaffle?
Yep, I can't forget her, Eddie. She keeps running through me veins. Her face engraved on every corpuscle.
You mean you still crazy about her after the way she walked out on you last week with that opera singer?
Yeah, that was the thing that hurt, Eddie. I wouldn't mind losing it to a guy that was me superior. But to that crumb opera singer, Windheim, the guy is dull and stupid and unattractive. What has he got that I ain't got?
Nothing so far.
Yeah. I guess I must be slipping, Eddie. You know, this couldn't have happened to the Archie of yesteryear. Eddie, you remember the Archie that used to have all of the dames in love with him?
Don't believe I've had the pleasure.
Eddie, please, don't try to humor me. That Windheim, you know. The guy, he's got nothing just because he's an opera singer. I guess I should have listened to my mother instead of my father.
Why?
Well, my mother wanted me to have culture, you know, always wanted to take me to the opera. But my father says, no, let him learn about life in the raw. Take him to a burlesque show. Yeah, it was always a problem.
Yeah, age-old battle. Wriggle versus Wriggletto.
That's the worstest reading I ever heard. Yeah, Eddie, I wish now that I had gone to the opera, you know. I might have been a great singer.
You don't say.
Oh, sure. You know, when I was a kid, I had one of them real velvet iron lung voices. I used to be known throughout the neighborhood for it.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah, sure. When I used to sing in the shower, people for blocks around would say, listen, Archie's singing in the shower. It's spring again.
You was reliable as a groundhog, wasn't you?
Yes, sir.
What happened to them velvet tones? Did your voice change?
Yeah, you know, I got to be 15 or 16. I discovered girls and... overnight, me boyish soprano changed into a manly whistle.
Bye-bye, bluebird. Hello, wolf, huh?
Yep, Eddie. I can see now I should have never give up singing, you know. It's the one thing that me personality lacks.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Thank you, Eddie, but it's true. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm an attractive guy that... any attractive guy that can also sing has the advantage. It stands without reason.
What?
It stands without reason. How are you, Finnegan?
What's the matter, Lot? You look a little droopy around the mouth.
Not without undue cause, Finnegan. Look, whatever you do, don't ever get mixed up with a dame.
Oh, there's no danger of that, Arch. My mother shows me name on all of me underwear.
Finnegan, how long has your head been in dry dock? What I mean was... oh, what's the sense of talking about it to you? You have never been in love.
Oh, I beg to differ. I had a romance once, Arch.
You did?
Yes, a very tender affair. We used to go to the park on Sunday afternoons and sit by the lake and chew bubble gum together. It was so sweet.
Yeah, huh? What happened?
Well, it was one of those things. The war came along and we couldn't get no more bubble gum.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Finnegan. I had no idea.
Oh, I'm just as well off. She was like all dames. I never could trust her. The minute I took my eyes off her, there she'd be kissing and necking away like mad.
With who?
Me.
Finnegan, you know, maybe you got the secret to happiness.
Oh, yes. I'm a lover of the simple thing.
Narcissus complex, huh?
Yeah. Just give me a bag of peanuts, my favorite chair in front of the radiator, and a good book.
A book? You?
Yeah. My favorite chair has one short leg. Dodge, I got everything I want right there in my little room over the meat market.
Yeah, but Finnegan, don't you ever dream?
Oh, once in a while, Arch. Sometimes I sit in the park at night to look up at the moon, close my eyes, and dream I'm back in my little room over the meat market.
Well, you know, Finnegan, I envy you. Your head is so full of brains, you haven't got room to think.
Oh, no? Thanks, Arch. I didn't know you cared.
Here comes that Wenheim guy now. Hey, Wenheim.
Yes?
What was the idea last week of working off with Dolly Snaffle?
You mean that silly scatterbrained nincompoop?
Yeah, my girl. What's the big idea?
Archie, I'll give her back to you.
What?
Every night it's the same thing. I take her home, we sit in the parlor, she turns the light down low.
Then what happens?
She turns to me and says, Windy, give me a real thrill. Sing Tannhauser.
You mean she only goes for your voice? Oh, well, that's a relief. You know, I was afraid it was platonic. So the dame likes singing, huh? I didn't know that. Wendy, how long would it take me to learn to sing opera?
Oh, 15 or 20 years.
Then that's out. By that time, she'd be too old for a guy my age. No, I gotta do it quicker than that. Hello? Oh, hello, Vera. Just a second. Miss Duffy, your girlfriend, Vera Fogarty.
Oh, thanks, Archie. Oh, hello, Vera. Vera, you should be here tonight. Nothing but sailors as far as the eye can wink. Uh-huh. Oh, fat one, skinny one, tall one, short one, old one, young one. Honestly, Vera, I hardly know where to begin. Oh, they're all so wonderful. Especially the ones that just got back from sea duty. They're my favorites.
Heaven help the Navy on a night like this.
Are you coming down, Vera? Oh, going to the movies, huh? Eddie Bracken? You love his voice. Vera, Eddie Bracken don't really sing. No, I read it in a movie magazine. He just moves his mouth and Bing Crosby does the singing.
Wait a minute. That gives me an idea.
Well, I gotta go now, Vera. Well, I'll be seeing you, Vera. Anchors away.
Wait a minute. Eddie Bracken moves his mouth and Crosby does the singing. Why couldn't I do that with... Hey, Wenheim! Got the idea now, Wenheim?
Of course.
Okay, now let's go over it once again. As soon as Dolly comes in, see, you go over and you hide behind the bar. Then two, I'll stand next to you. Three, when I raise my right hand like this, the band starts to play, see? Four, when you hear the band, you start singing. Five, I'll move me mouth. And six, Dolly thinks it's me and I'm home.
7 to 10.
What's that?
That's the visiting hours in the sanitarium where you belong.
Now, quiet, Eddie. Oh, there's just one more thing, Wendy.
What's that?
When you get behind the bar, stay away from that fleek in the beer coil. I don't want nothing to, interfere with me voice tonight. Hey, wait a minute. Here she comes now. Duck behind the bar, Wendy. Now, Eddie, look, I'm going to tell Dolly that I'm an opera singer, and I want you to back me up, you hear?
Hello, Archie.
Oh, hello, Dolly. I'm just giving my man here a few instructions. Now, remember, Eddie, when I establish the beachhead, you steam right in with the reinforcements.
Aye, 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 Admiral. I'll stand by also with the hospital ship.
Aye, aye, sir. Well, Dolly, you look great tonight. That dress really does things for your superstructure.
Don't be so eager, Beaver. Where is he?
Who?
My little opera singer, Wendy.
Well, he ain't showed up yet, Dolly, but speaking of singers, how would you like to meet a singer that has a voice exactly like Windheim's, but who is much more attractive, taller, handsomer, and wittier?
Oh, tell it!
What would you say if I told you that I was a singer?
First, tell me about the handsome one.
Dolly, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I am none other than him.
You?
What's the matter? Don't I look like a singer?
Well, if you put on a few more pounds, you might look like Sinatra.
Dolly, please, don't mention that name. You see, professionally, there's bad blood between me and Sinatra.
Between you and Sinatra, there's no blood. Now, where's my Wendy?
Dolly, what do you want with that Wendy when you got a guy standing in front of you that's been singing opera for years?
Oh, Archie, you an opera singer?
Look, maybe I don't look the part, but don't forget, you can't judge a singer by the color of his tura.
But, Archie, you're too skinny to be an opera singer.
It was light opera. Yeah, Dolly, I hate to confess this, but I sang all over the world. Carnegie's Hall, Tammany Hall, the Old Bailey in London, the Hippodrome in New York.
Oh, Archie, the Hippodrome was torn down years ago.
I was also famous for my open-air concerts. Yeah, I'll never forget my trumpet tour of Europe. Went through France, Russia, Italy.
Italy?
My dear, in Italy, I was the first tenor, what they called a primo canera. Yep, it was in Italy that I first sang duets with Caruso.
Archie, you sang with Caruso?
Oh, sure. Good old Robinson. Yep, I'll never forget him.
If I could only believe all this.
Yeah, that would help. That reminds me. Oh, Eddie. Eddie, I was just telling Miss Snapple here about the mad, hectic days when we was together in the opera. Eddie here was me valet.
Oh, yes? Tell me, Eddie, how did you happen to go to work for Archie?
Well, it was like this.
Toscanini gave him to me as a present. Toski and I worked together, you know. I used to do the vocals with his band.
I see. And tell me, Eddie, what big opera stars did Archie sing with?
Well, it was like this.
Practically all of them. Tetrasini, Gallicucci, Schiaparelli, Kirsten Flagstaff.
I see. And tell me, Eddie, why isn't Archie singing in the opera now?
Well, it was like this.
Well, you see, Dolly...
Admiral, I thought you'd never get here.
Look, Dolly, you act like you doubt my word. Well, there's only one way for me to prove that I claim to be what I am.
What's that?
I'll sing an opera for you. And when you hear them gilded tones...
My God, you'll never guess who's hiding behind the bar.
Finnegan.
What's the matter?
Ixnay on the I gay behind the R bay.
Oh, right, Archie.
Wait a minute. What is that corny jive?
Oh, that means Nix and the guy behind the bar.
And thank you, Clifton Finnegan. I'm sorry, Dolly, but Finnegan gets these hallucinations. In fact, around this neighborhood, there is a legend that when he was a child, his mother dropped his father on his head. Now, speaking of the opera...
Archie, I have never been a suspicious person.
And this is no time to start. Now, go over to that little booth over there, and I'll prove it. I'll sing for you.
Which booth?
That one over there.
Why so far away?
Well, you see, that mine is one of them powerful, slow-starting voices, and it takes about 50 feet before it really gets rolling.
Well, all right. But I bet it won't sound anything like my Wendy's voice.
8 to 5.
Quiet, Eddie. Don't be such a skeptic, please.
Say, Archie, I hear that you're an opera singer. Is that a fact?
Well, you can judge for yourself, Mr. Roy. I'm just about to aria the joint out with a number.
Great. How's your voice?
How's my what?
How's your voice?
Oh, he's fine, thank you.
Yeah, Arch.
Now, you got it straight. You see, you watch me, and when my right hand goes up, you start to play. You got it?
I got it, but I don't get it.
Good. Now, Wendy, are you there?
Right.
By the way, what am I singing?
Vesti la giubba from I Pagliacci.
Boy, I didn't know I had it in me. Okay, I'll announce myself. Repeat, trumpets, please. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I am about to foist on you the greatest shock you ever had. I, Archie, am an opera singer. Surprised? Yes, I've been hiding me light under a bushel for these many years, but tonight the butterfly comes out of its raccoon. Yes, tonight I shall unveil my glorious voice.
You're a bum!
Nevertheless... I unveil my glorious voice. But before I proceed ahead, is there any questions any of you would like to ask about the opera?
Yeah.
What?
What is it?
A very good question. Well, the opera is, it's a form of play which has been set to music for want of a better medium. Any further questions? Come on, raise your hand, folks. Don't be ignorant. Mr. Roy, I see your hand up.
Well, Archie, this is a controversial point among my operatically inclined friends. Was Wagner's Rienzi Overture composed before or after the completion of the main opus?
Your point is well taken. And so we bring the question period to a close. And the time has come for me to sing. I dedicate this song to Miss Dolly Snapple. Okay, boys. Pizzicato, let's go. Let's go.
The other hand.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Vesti la giubba e la faccia in farina. La gente paga e rider vuole qua.
Wasn't it great, Eddie?
Yeah. Wonderful technique. So smooth. So effortless. One hardly knew he was singing.
Thank you very much. Thank you, kind friend.
Oh, Archikins. It was solid murder.
Oh, thank you, Dolly.
Of course, I still think Wendy could have done better.
I wonder if Charlie McCarthy has this trouble with Bergen.
Oh, Dollykins is only teasing her great big opera singer.
Oh, well, that's different, then. Well, Dolly, now that you know that I'm an opera singer, how about us going steady, huh?
Well, of course. That is, if great big handsome you would want to go steady with little old homely me.
Are you kidding? Great big handsome me is just crazy about little old homely you.
And you won't go out with any other girl?
Nope.
Promise?
Promise.
Swear?
Swear. Look, I'll raise my right hand and I swear I'll never go out...
Archie! What is this? Who is that singing?
I guess it must be me.
Well, of all the low-down tricks, I'm getting out of here.
Now, wait a minute, Dolly, please. Hello? Hello, Duffy? Who's that singing? It's me. Huh? You like me, boys? I should fire Windheim. But Duffy. But Duffy. I should...
Duffy's Tavern for this evening. Tonight, Duffy's Tavern was broadcast from the U.S. Naval Training Center in San Diego. Join us again at the same time next week.
Duffy's Tavern. Hello, Duffy. Huh? How come I could sing and talk at the same time? A very good question. Well, it's one of them freaks of nature, Duffy. I may never be able to do it again. And by the way, tell Millie I'll send the water bill tomorrow. Well, so long. See you next time.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.